This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So let's end the show with you telling us, guys. Tell our younger guys. In this show.
We're not ending the show. We're not gonna go. Now we're gonna find another damn topic because I ain't ready to go.
But we're gonna go to part two.
I Am Athlete Podcast. We have Brandon Marshall, Fred Taylor, Shannon Clam Chowder.
I'll ride with it.
This discussion should continue, so we definitely need a part two.
Part two.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
LeBron James won his fourth title, fourth finals MVP. Stephen A. Smith. Hey, this is what he said. There's nothing LeBron James can do to dethrone MJ as the GOAT.
Man, it's so difficult when you talk about these two individuals and what they've accomplished. Obviously, LeBron not even finished. Like, to me, it does each of them a disservice. It's like hearing the whole Messi Cristiano, who's the best, or the Tom Brady to Peyton Manning. I mean, how do you even compare two individuals with a resume like that?
Yeah.
Like how? To me, I just think it does them and everybody else a disservice, because you'll be arguing over and over
and over.
So
who you got?
You'll never.
Give me one?
Why do I have to give you one?
I just said
it does a disservice.
I know, but just if you,
I like both
right
of them.
Right now, you have to pick one.
You know what? Do me a favor right now. Listen to me. Look me in my eyes.
Take off the glasses.
Right now. Rihanna or Beyonce? Pick one.
Beyonce. All day.
You know what? I'm gone.
Why are you going? Why are you going?
How you gonna pick another man wife? I'm gone.
Oh, you set me up. He set me up.
I believe I can whoop Jay-Z.
You said, well, first of all, you gonna get me.
Yeah. I'm gonna come back for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
Why can you not evaluate?
I like both. How you gonna evaluate?
No. But to your point, Chad.
You can't evaluate greatness.
Rihanna and Beyonce.
Right.
You made us decide.
Right.
And we off bat. Beyonce.
Right. But
so if we go LeBron Jordan, now it's hard to make a decision like we do Rihanna, Beyonce?
If you pick Rihanna or if you pick Beyonce, either way, that ain't wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
So regardless of who I pick between Mike and LeBron, I ain't wrong. It's based on personal preference on who
pick.
You like.
What are you?
Here's the problem.
Pick.
You got to think about this. Where is he from?
Miami.
He's from Miami. Okay, who played in Miami? Oh, I'm going to take my talents
LeBron,
where?
LeBron.
That's his friend.
What do you mean, my friend?
That's your friend.
I'm friend with everybody, but
I... That's the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, take friendship out of it and pick.
I like both of them.
No, bro. He can't do it. He know he want to say MJ.
What do you mean?
You know you want to say MJ.
So Chad, can you?
MJ, I'll put the words
in
your mouth.
Listen, why would you do that? MJ is a friend of mine. We smoke cigars together.
Okay, yeah. So that makes
sense. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. LeBron is also a friend of mine. We've done business together.
Name drop. Tell me. Tell me who you know.
And you guys here sitting here trying to put me against my friends. It's not a good thing.
We're trying to put you against your friends. We want you to make a decision on who's a better player.
What do you mean the better player? We're talking about two of the greatest to ever play the game.
I know.
It's 1A and 1B.
So 1A? Who's 1A and who's 1B? That's the easiest answer.
It's like Legos. It's interchangeable.
Bro, so...
They're like Legos.
So our championships... The number of championships, because we all know...
No.
We all know MJ got that.
You know how hard it is to get one?
League MVPs. But how hard is it to get six?
You know how hard it is to get one?
Is it harder to get six or four?
There are NBA players that have played their entire career and never made a goddamn final.
Charles Barkley. Never won. And we all know that.
So he got four. How many did Jordan have?
Jordan has six.
Now, are we going to mother... Oh, my God.
Are we going championship?
Are we going to do that? Oh, he has two more. Are we going to do that? Is that what we're going to do?
I'm just saying, I'm asking you, are you saying the best
the
of the best?
Just make
the
it
best
just
player is the best one, player on the best team.
Getting one is enough for me. You f***ing are great.
And that's all that matters.
For me.
So Chad, but Stephen now, but Chad, here. But Chad, now you're saying that it's not 1A and 1B. It's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D,
it's
no 1A, F
to
C.
It's 1A, 1B, and it's interchangeable like okay.
All right, let me ask you this question then. So self-proclaimed, right? So now he...
Self-proclaimed.
So here's what he's doing
don't
now.
Don't say that.
So I'm, no.
He said he's the chosen one.
Time out. So he won his fourth title. And one of the first things he said was what? You know, I want my damn respect.
Of course.
And then on Twitter,
and he's
Instagram...
Shannon.
Okay, but hold on, he's not talking about that. He said on Instagram basically that the crown fit great on my head or whatever he said. So basically he said, I'm the greatest. How do you feel about that?
That's how you're supposed to feel.
So
you're supposed
okay
to
with
feel
that?
Like that.
Because I'm going to tell you what MJ said back in the early 2000s. They asked MJ the same question. Are you the greatest player to ever take the court? And MJ looked in the camera and said, I'm almost embarrassed to even have this discussion that you asked me this question. Mm. He said, because I'm disrespecting Wilt Chamberlain. Mm. I'm disrespecting the guys who came before me. Mm. I'm not answering that. So now you got LeBron James, and I'm not saying he's wrong for it. I'm just asking y'all opinion. Now you got LeBron James just saying, I am the greatest. How do y'all feel about a player doing that? Because like the same with you,
I like
right?
it.
How do you feel about
like it?
If right now DK Metcalf said, Jerry Rice, I'm the greatest.
I feel it, but well, he can't do that. He wouldn't do that because he didn't have the resume and the credentials to say anything.
What
do
you mean credentials? Numbers don't matter, right?
It does matter.
I know, it does. Come on, stop it.
So
you can't say DK Metcalf.
So LeBron does not have the numbers to back up him saying he's better than MJ.
Listen,
if we're going
LeBron
numbers.
Is the best all-around player in the history of the NBA.
So why does Jordan?
So
why?
So
all around.
All so defensive he's the team. Why does? Why is
he's
Jordan
the best
on
athlete?
Board?
No. What is he the GOAT?
The GOAT has been abused and misused.
All right. So tell us.
The only GOAT that matter is when LL said, "I'm the greatest of all time." After that, that went out the door because everybody misused the term.
Okay. Can I
GOAT.
Ask you a question?
Is this no?
Then?
No. Let me tell it. You. Let me tell you, bro.
They want to run the middle. That both y'all want to run the middle.
Yeah.
Both y'all want to just walk down. Squirrel the fence. Y'all want to run down the fence like
it's
a squirrel.
It's a
simple question. Who
it's
the
not
man?
Simple.
It can be
what,
answered.
What's in your head?
It can't be answered.
You ask 100 people who the best basketball player is in the world between.
And they have an answer.
And the smart ones will say Jordan. And the dumb
answers.
Ones will say LeBron. That's
time
how it's going to happen.
Time out.
Moderator.
We need the criteria. Lay it out. What's the criteria?
No. I
want
to
Jordan. That's what
listen,
I want y'all to let me
you
know.
Lay out the criteria. I don't care about anybody else.
The only
Jordan,
difference.
And I want you to tell me who's the greatest.
The only thing in my mind, immediately, in my mind, the only thing that separates MJ and LeBron is Mike. Mike wanted the last shot. But let me finish. He wanted the last shot.
Now you talking.
Now I'm telling you. He wanted the last. Not to say LeBron doesn't. I'm not saying LeBron doesn't.
Just finish the statement.
Hold on. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. Mike will tell you, I'm shooting the last ball.
That's right.
It's a ton. There's millions of clips that he'll say that.
Yep.
LeBron's IQ and just his what he embodies as a player.
Yep.
If you create a player on Madden or NBA 2K, NBA whatever it is, you're going to go in there, you're going to make him, your guy going to be 100 across the board.
Yep.
Because he's going to be able to rebound. He's going to be able to assist the ball.
Play defense.
He's going to play defense.
Yeah.
And he's going to be able to score the ball.
100, 100.
Let me finish.
And you have a headband on him and a fro. And we're going to put all the accessories.
We ain't
going to
have no fro on him. With the king on his chest.
All of this just to get an answer of who's the GOAT?
I'm telling you, this is my criteria. This is my head, bro.
Man, give me a drink, bro. I wasn't planning on drinking for part two. Can I get the bottle? Because you taking forever.
He want his fancy
give me the
Tiffany
bottle.
That's a Tiffany bottle. Give me
the
that Tiffany, Fred.
Hey, give me the bottle.
But in my head, ain't no such thing as the GOAT, man. Ain't no such
there's
thing.
Always
so,
the okay,
we're talking so, about errors.
All right.
No,
we're talking about errors.
Always the greatest.
Oh, Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher in the NFL.
Yeah, but he's not the best running back of all time.
Here's my thing, though, Chad.
Chance. I can't go with that. And I love Emmett. I know Emmett personally.
All right. My thing is just having an opinion. Who's the all-time lead scorer in the NBA?
I just want an opinion. I just want an opinion. Channing, you might just be so gung-ho on my MJ. For me, it's, I just want an answer from Chad. And I just want an answer from you, Fred. That's all I want. And you like Chad? Is that, is that the reason why you can't answer the question?
You know what?
It's because you smoke cigars and you play golf. Do you play with MJ?
From a clutch and mentality standpoint, I want MJ to be that guy. I can't answer it. I ain't gonna be like
you. This is what you gotta do to him, Fred.
But from an all-around player, LeBron is the best
How many kids do you have? Watch this, Freddie. How many kids you got?
I got three, and this is a terrible example.
You have two boys, all right?
Yes, two boys.
You have two boys.
That's right.
If your two sons came to you and asked you,
this is
Daddy,
it's the best.
Which one of us you like more? Which one of us is better? What you gonna say?
Well, what's the category? What's the
ain't
situation?
Ain't no category.
No, you gotta say that.
Which one of us you like
you
better?
You don't need a category.
Like better.
He tripping.
No, that's
but
different.
It's not.
It's different.
Yes, it is. If my son come to me and he tell me who's better in soccer, I'm gonna say Zoe, son, you got a big old fat head, so that throws off your balance. So you more on the book side. No. Z is the athlete. That's what I'm gonna say.
But a parent always likes or favors certain child.
How many kids you got? Hold on. How many kids you got?
80. I don't even know.
All right, which one you like?
Trying to get to 85.
I'm trying to say 85.
Which one you like the best?
Like one I like the best?
Yeah.
I don't think they've been born yet because I'm still trying.
Oh my goodness!
Look at him, and he hit you with a deep face.
Lil Ocho.
I like all of them.
You like? You gotta pick one. You just put me in the same situation.
What do you
gotta
mean?
Pick one.
But fellas,
silly.
I have children.
You have an emotional attachment to your kids.
I have an emotional attachment to
you
all of you.
You should not have an emotional attachment to MJ or LeBron.
What are you talking about? I love you. What's the difference?
I love you too, Chad, and we can hug all you want to, but you should not think about LeBron and MJ the same way you think about your children. These are basketball players, and they play basketball. Who is better at basketball?
Y'all are running from this question.
Who is better at basketball, LeBron or MJ? It's simple. I pick MJ, and y'all do not want to decide.
If somebody comes to me and says, who's better at middle linebacker? Al Wilson or Shannon Crowder?
Al Wilson.
You know what I'm going to say?
You should say Al Wilson because I would say Al Wilson.
Do you know what I'm going to say? Do you know what I'm going to say?
What you going to say?
I love Shannon. And I love Al. I won't put their art and craft against each other because they were animals.
Can I ask you a different
question? And I ran both of them over.
Can I ask you
Chad, you ain't run me over. Damn, you didn't stop with that. Chad, you didn't run that.
Dude, we have all these. Somebody can't pull the
ball. You were this big. You were this big when you played in the league.
LeBron, 3 championships. Mm. 4 championships. Mm. 3 different teams.
Yeah. Mm.
4 finals MVPs. Mm. 3 different teams. LeBron, I mean, Mike can do that shit with the Bullets.
All right, so here's
don't
what I'm
say nothing
this.
Else.
MJ had to run around.
He left Chicago. It was over.
MJ had to run around.
He just looked at me. So I feel like you're calling me out.
LeBron, what's LeBron, 36? Mike was 36 in a Bullet jersey. That you don't even, you'll burn that shit.
Hold on. Can I? Hold on. Chan, you know why?
Because he could do it before LeBron had to run and get AD to help him win the championship. LeBron could not win a championship without AD or even in Cleveland with Kyrie or even in Miami with.
You act like Scottie Pippen was f***ing toast.
Scottie was a dog.
Why are you talking about Wade or whoever, and both of them went to Chicago to win.
We can make numbers look like anything. All right, so let's look at this. Brought up the numbers.
Whatever,
MJ,
bro.
His greatest honors came in his first 13 years with one team.
He shot the ball 19,000 times.
LeBron James.
How many times?
LeBron passed the ball. LeBron is a triple-double dog.
It took him 17
MJ
years.
MJ ain't do that.
3 teams, 4 stops. 17 years to do what MJ did. So we can make numbers look like anything.
Anything.
No, you can't.
MJ is the only player to average 30 points per game in the postseason. So we can make numbers look like anything.
Brun number 3 all-time in scoring. Number 8 all-time in assists. If he take those assists and shoot them, he'll be number 1 in scoring, bro.
But Fred, Mike was clutch. And I'm vibing with you, Fred.
Timing is everything.
As you said, if LeBron did this and if LeBron did that.
Hey, hey, take
do you
him
know,
down.
But Fred.
Take him down.
Why take him down? So you telling us who you like?
No, take them down because they mids. They don't count. They high.
I'm leaving them up there because I'm going to make a point with it.
The sneaker ass going to say, take the mids down. But they gangster. I like they Chicago.
If LeBron wanted to shoot 25 times a game, and if LeBron wanted to lead every team he was in scoring, you know who he was going to be? That guy.
No. Know why he...
Fred,
he was going to be that guy.
He was going to always be LeBron.
That's what LeBron has been chasing since he was...
That's why I think it's a problem.
It's not in him.
And that's why I don't.
It's not in him.
So the greatest.
It's not in him.
So if that is not in him, Fred, if those two shoes that B just put up is not in him, he can't be the GOAT.
Because
he was chasing the GOAT, he has not caught the GOAT.
If we're going to judge greatness on how many people you made great, right? Because it's giving back. How many people you made great? LeBron made more people great.
So now we got a criteria off of what you said. What's the criteria? That's what it is?
LeBron made everybody around him way better than Mike made the people around
Jordan
him.
Jordan made Steve
way
Steve
more
Kirk.
People.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm not minimizing MJ.
I just want to answer. That's fine.
We play
I don't
football.
Care if you pick what, LeBron. What's the conversation? I just want to answer. That's all I want.
I'm just trying
so
to know. I'm really not saying LeBron is the GOAT. I'm not saying MJ is the GOAT.
Oh my God.
I'm saying get a man his credit, man.
We give him his credit.
He's great.
He's number amazing. Two. I'm not saying that he's. I'm not
he's
saying
he is number two.
Actually, with them, I think it's an idiotic debate. Because we can make numbers look like anything.
Huh? So then why are we talking? Why are we trying to compare?
Take that shoe down, man. It's disrespectful.
No, leave both of them shoes up there.
Huh? Teach me. Because I'm not a sneaker here.
No, it's disrespectful.
Bro, how are we comparing two of the greatest players to ever play the game?
No, listen, here's what I'm picking. To me, this is Ron Jeremy and Mr. Marcus. I don't know LeBron.
I'll go to Ron Jeremy because his body type is not allow him to be a porn star.
Listen, I ain't going to lie. I don't know LeBron like you do, but I was actually shocked. One time I went to a Heat game, and I saw LeBron after the game walking through the tunnel, and he said, "What's up, B. Marsh?" And I looked around and said, "LeBron on my name." I had a cigar with MJ. It was I just got traded from the terrible Miami Dolphins to Chicago. My first game against the Indianapolis Colts opening Sunday. Get a call after the game. And my buddy's like, his name is Gus. Gus hit me up. He's like, "Hey, you want to go to MJ's house?" I said, "What are you talking about? I just had like 120 yards too." MJ watching. I said, "I'm going to MJ's house." So we pull up. We go to Wake Forest, whatever, Wake something. And I pull up into his house, and they playing poker, and they playing whatever. And the guy's like, "Yeah, you want to play?" I was like, "Yeah, I can play. Now I play Hold'em. I now play Pineapple. I know some of the games."
How much on the table?
I don't want to disclose all that.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active.
Here's what MJ did. I'm ready to sit down, and you know me, I just signed my second big deal. And MJ said, "Nah, don't. The young fella don't know our game. He don't know how we play. He can't play." I said, "No, MJ, let me play." He said, "Take your ass over there. You ain't playing this game. I ain't gonna let them take advantage of you." So I respect MJ for that. And this is what I would say. I pick MJ because for this reason. 1-6-4. Titles. That means something. That's a lot. And when you talk about the GOAT, the greatest of all time, I'm looking at the individual. And LeBron James, ultimate teammate. But when you talk about game on the line and who you trust with that ball in your hands, MJ did it over and over again. They're going to look at the numbers. You can look at numbers and they can talk about clutch shots. LeBron, statistically, he's there. But you guys know when LeBron, those first 6-7 years of his career, he dishing, he deferring. And that's a problem for me. MJ, he ain't even think twice. Kobe ain't think twice about that. They taking that shot. And for me, that's why MJ's the GOAT.
If you're going to say that, put Robert Horry in the conversation.
No, we don't put no Robert Horry.
We talking about game clutch shots.
Nah, clutch my ass. Robert Horry's not there,
then
Fred.
I watched J.J. Barea
down LeBron the first year he was with the Heat. And you a Heat fan, Chad. Did you watch J.J. Barea lock down LeBron against Dallas? Did you watch that, Chad?
Did you watch LeBron the fourth year
in Miami? Hang it up because the air conditioner went out in San Antonio and he hung it up.
He was cramping,
but nobody else was cramping but LeBron.
Everybody say nothing with Chad, Pepe.
They're not gonna come around.
They friends with them. They hang out with LeBron.
I did answer. I gave you an honest answer. Us sitting here arguing who's better between two of the greatest, arguably the two greatest to ever play the game of basketball that was invented by some guy way back in the day is ridiculous.
In Indiana.
I mean, we can keep.
Dr. Naismith.
We will be here all night. Moving the goalposts, different criteria, credentials. It's pointless.
Okay, all right. So let's change topics. So here's a big topic in football, right? Like Billy O gets fired in Houston. The Jets aren't playing well, so you know there's going to be changes there. You know, anything else? What other teams out there? I think those are the two big teams right now.
The Falcons weren't even ready to play ball.
Rooney Rule and Black. Coaches, is this the year where we finally get it? We see the NFL get it right.
Is it really about getting it right, or who the owners feel is best suited to take on the job of their team? Mm-hmm. It's like if we have to have a Rooney Rule and force people to hire us, or that they feel worthy of the position. What is that telling you? What is that telling you? The fact that we have to have a Rooney Rule in place.
But does it make you hire them or does it make you interview them?
Interview.
Oh, that's all it does.
It's the same thing about Black quarterbacks versus white quarterbacks. They're not prototypical.
Yeah.
Not smart.
You know, they're not what the position is. And it's very unfortunate. They're saying, all right, we're going to give you an opportunity by – you know, we're going to scratch off this box and say we allowed you to come in the door.
That doesn't
necessarily mean we're going to hire you. There are tons of candidates. Even going back to a conversation with and y'all probably didn't see this, the CEO Diamond with J.P. Morgan, the bank. He said there are just not a lot of people qualified. You know what I'm saying? That's a slap in the face. There's tons of beautiful black people that can get the job done. Same thing in coaching. It's about opportunity. It's about serious candidates and serious, you know, interviews and opportunities. Go look at what Eric Bieniemy, EB, what he's done as an offensive coordinator under Andy Reid out there in Kansas City. We haven't seen offenses like that in years before, since Moss was in New England in 2007, 2008. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these are guys that are worthy. Even when you talk about Leftwich as a young offensive coordinator, who's going to, you know, eventually be a great head coach at some point. So it has to be serious.
But see, that's the thing.
Why serious consideration?
But here's the thing. Why some point? Why can't it be now? Because if you know what I mean? Like what he's doing,
Byron's not
everybody's talking about him.
I say at some point because Byron's not ready yet.
Everybody's talking about him. He gets a job right away. So that is that's an excellent name. But there's also some names out there. Pep Hamilton. There's Leslie Frazier. There's Todd Bowles getting a second chance. He's hot. Defense is playing out like amazing, outstanding right now. You know, so there's some names out there. I don't know if I missed anybody, but to me, I think this is the year. I think this is the year not only for the head coaches, but also the general managers. You know, I think we see at least two black general managers not only get the job, but do a damn good job.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree in a sense that every guy that's a head coach, you know, every white guy that's a head coach, he eventually falls from a head coach to an assistant, a coordinator, or either a consultant. It's not too far. He's not too far removed from getting another opportunity to bite the apple, because he's going to get an interview somewhere else first as a head coach and then as a coordinator. And if he's 2 years removed, he's going to eventually get another opportunity to be interviewed as a head coach. The reason being, I'm not 100% sure.
I think I know.
But you can name it.
For me, I think about it like this, right? Like when you sit down with someone and you're saying, yo, you're going to lead my organization, you're going to lead my guys, you're going to lead my team, which I think organically you want someone that you can relate to, you can understand.
Like-minded.
Exactly. So when you sit down with a black guy and you just don't understand who they are, where they come from, I think that's part of the problem.
I can deal with you.
The Rooney Rule has forced the owner to put have the black coach at the table, but now it's like we're having these conversations and even platforms like ourselves, and there's other people having this discussion, but it's forcing them to think outside of themselves and say, you know what, I may not understand where they come from or may not understand him. I may not, you know, like I've never hired this a black coach before, but now I have to really consider this. And I think because of these discussions, we're going to see change in the NFL. I truly believe that. And now it comes down to like what you're saying. It's like qualified. You know, yeah, there's some black coaches that get jobs and they're terrible. They're bad. General managers got a shot. They're bad. But it's about the opportunity. And when you get the job, like the Bieniemys of the world, you know, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to do a good job? Because like you look at Adam Gase and you're close to the situation. He was here at the Miami Dolphins. He gets fired. And then right away he gets a job in New York.
Been garbage the whole
time. Todd Bowles get fired. And now he gets to go be a DC, or he takes a year off. Like, I mean, I'm using it as a...
You know, this is the thing that I like about coaches and that the coach's family. In general, just coaches in general, is one thing about them. Black or white, you get a head coaching job, you get a job in general, you will always have a job no matter what. Have you noticed that?
As a head coach.
As a coach in general.
It doesn't fall far from.
You always have a job. It might not be where you want it. It might not be a head coaching job, but you always got a job.
Yeah.
Always.
It's buddy buddy.
Always.
You can go anywhere.
It's a buddy buddy system.
You can go anywhere, but I mean, you got to have guys in there. Like, you know, if I knew you guys from coaching, you know what I'm saying? We develop relationships. Obviously, we can have a great working relationship where there's no friction. You know, and a lot of it, life is relationships first
and
foremost.
That's right.
So if I can come to work and deal with you on a daily basis, through thick and thin, like homeboys. Come on, bro. Let's go try to make let's go try to win something.
And by the, speaking but of the, one, that's, you know, that's speaking of the Rooney Rule, think about the teams that are available for black coaches to get hired at anyway. Do they really want those jobs when the leash is going to be so short?
Yeah, and the turnaround. They want them,
but they want them.
Some might wait.
They just want the opportunity. Think about, they're
not giving you no time to build. Look at the cards that Hugh was dealt in Cleveland.
Hugh?
Yeah.
So you think you need time.
You need time to build a team,
but
in order to get it.
Hold on. So you think? I'm asking a real question.
What?
You think Hugh was dealt the bad?
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah. Not in Cincinnati.
He was dealt a bad hand.
Yeah. In where?
In Cleveland.
Not in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati, what? Mike Brown will give you a chance, and you played for Mike. Well, Mike Brown will give you a chance.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
So you're saying he was dealt a bad hand in general.
In Cleveland, yeah. I mean, you got a young quarterback and a garbage roster. But guys,
Manziel, was it Manziel that they did?
Yeah, Manziel. And Johnny Manziel ain't shit. But listen, fellas, I think, and we all three of y'all have said this, and I just want to make it clear. Why does there need to be a Rooney Rule?
Wow. Well, I mean, I think this is the times that we're in.
Rooney Rule was going on 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. Like, why does there need to be a Rooney Rule? Because people, and I chimed in, you were talking, B, people hire like-minded people. Who owns NFL teams other than Green Bay? Green Bay is publicly owned. Everybody knows it. There's 31 other teams. Who owns them? Let's be honest, old white men. Old white men hire old white men because they're comfortable sitting in a room, and this is what—
This is a country club.
This is what fans don't understand, Fred. It's a country club. So I'm an owner, and I'm sitting in talking about my team. That's just another, and people don't understand this either. NFL owner's team is just another business venture for them. I'm a Miami Dolphin fan. We Miami Dolphin. We in Miami now. We in Miami, guys. Stephen Ross is a real estate developer. Stephen Ross is a multi-billion-dollar real estate developer. When he talks about the Dolphins, he sits in a room and talks comfortably about, hey, what's this team doing? Yeah, we're going to see when Tua gets in, and he bumps elbows with those guys. He wants like-minded people in that meeting when they're talking about a business entity. And this is the conversation people don't want to have. The Rooney Rule, Chad, you're not married, and we know that.
I'm not who?
You enjoy. You're not married.
Who?
You. Are you married?
Yeah.
You're not married. But us three are married, and we're married to black women,
man,
right?
Don't leave me out, man.
Can I please ask y'all, think about this. If I forced you to date an Asian woman, or I forced you to date a white woman, or I forced you to date an Arabic woman before you got married to your wife, do you think the situation would be different?
You better
preach. Do you think the situation would be different? Would you be married to Michi? Would you be married to your wife? Would I be married to my wife? If I actually forced you to date another race before you married your wife, it would not be any different.
Mm.
And that's why the NFL is the way it is, fellas.
Mm.
So, these rich white dudes are going to marry people, are going to marry, and I say marry as higher people, that they're comfortable sitting in a room with. And this is what people don't want to hear, but it's 100% truth.
Yeah.
If I hit the lottery, fellas, and I bought the Dolphins, I'd hire y'all. Chad, be my OC.
No, be my DC. No, let me ask you
a real question. Be my DC. I'm gonna hire like-minded people, okay, and that's what the NFL is dealing with. And why the Rooney Rule? Is there a rule that has? What's the rule that makes you interview an Asian or interview an Arabic or interview something other race? Why is it only black that
Rooney Rule is minority.
So why is it the black?
It's all affirmative
action. It is minority.
But let's be honest.
But I have a question for you. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you're right. You get the job, Miami Dolphins, okay? OC, me or Chad?
If I'm the OC.
No. You get the job. You're the head coach.
I'm the head coach.
General manager. You get say over over who your coaching staff is.
Yes.
Who you taking as your OC, me or Chad?
You, 100%.
Thank you.
I'm taking Ocho.
I'm not taking Ocho.
You know why?
Why are you taking Ocho?
Ocho be on Twitch. He play games.
Fred, tell him. He going to be on Twitter. He going to be running around after the women. I know where B going home at night. Because I know Meech, I know where he going to be at night. I don't know what Ocho doing.
You don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't even go out the house past 9:30 until
but I don't know who's at your house.
See, it's all perception. Huh? It's I don't know who's loose, at your man. House.
I'm married. My wife.
Who?
You married?
Who's your wife?
I've been married.
What's her name?
Huh?
You for real? Cause you be doing stuff. Y'all know. He legally changed his name back and didn't tell nobody. So he really ain't Ocho. We've been calling him Ocho.
My name is. Listen, Ocho is universal and global, so you can call him whatever
Chad,
you want.
I'm sorry.
But what y'all
you
not gonna do
though.
Is
what's
say,
her name? What's
I'm
her name?
Sorry.
I'm married.
What's
huh?
her name?
I'm
Which
sorry.
One?
What's you got multiple wives?
Yeah. What you thought I had one?
Oh, Chad. Hey, well, let me get a little love on that. I need you to call my wife and let her know the situation you have.
Yeah, I don't know.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite the skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. Look in the past bag. Work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep...
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.